The one that they want to take out is homosexuality. That's the one they want to take out. It's not all the incest. I've never heard a good response to this. I've never heard a reasonable, thoughtful, like, wow, that really makes me challenge that. I've never heard a good response to this. I usually hear people just ignore it. What would you say to the objection that if we don't follow the old covenant anymore, why should we care about Leviticus 18? Well, the old covenant, the Old Testament, the law of Moses, really, in that section of scripture, there is Leviticus 18, which gives us specific rules about homosexuality. Among that's the controversial part here, right? It's the homosexuality part. It's also a section that does this. So if you're going to throw it out, do you want to throw out all these things? Here's one of the reasons why you shouldn't. None of you shall approach any one of his close relatives to uncover nakedness. He's talking about sexual relations. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father or of your mother. She's your mother. I like how it just says, she is your mother. You shall not. We obviously still want to apply this today. The one that they want to take out is homosexuality. That's the one they want to take out. It's not all the incest. And then finally, we have bestiality that's being said, you know, not to do as well. But it's in Leviticus 18, it's the part about homosexuality that they don't want. Verse 22, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It's an abomination. These are all things that God is saying in the same passage. Here's another point. Much of the New Testament reiterates Old Testament statements. Much of the New, it reiterates, meaning that these are not, yes, they're part of the old law, but guess what? Maybe God told Israel to do things he also wants you to do. Even if you're not under the law, he just happens to like not want you to murder either. Surprise, you can't say murder's okay because it was in the old covenant. Now, this is so clumsy. This is just people making up rules as they go. I want to have clear biblical principles I apply consistently. For instance, when there's an Old Testament statement that was part of the law, which is reiterated in the New Testament for Christians, then guess what? It's for Christians today too. It's not just part of the Old Testament. The rules about homosexuality, clearly reiterated, couldn't be more clear in Romans chapter 1, where it's described in such detail like nobody could reasonably argue otherwise. Definitely something that God doesn't want to see. Now, some will hear me and think I'm attacking an identity. No, we're not affirming the existence of such identities. We're suggesting there is sin and its behaviors and fantasies that associate with it, that these are sinful and unhealthy, and that you should view it not as an identity, but as a temptation to avoid. I have those. We all have those. It shouldn't be elevated as like some special sacred sin that we call an identity now. That's not reasonable. It's not healthy, and it's not biblical, and it's not ultimately going to honor God, and it's going to hurt the people. The people that are going to hurt the most are going to be the people who engage in all these sinful practices. They're the ones, they think they're in liberty and they're experiencing their best life now, but they're not. God has something much better for them. Another reason for this is that God, in Leviticus 18, he specifically says that he's judging not just Israel, but other nations for these same things. So look at this. Verse 22, don't lie with a male as with a woman. But then he says, do not make yourself unclean by any of these things, for, catch the logic, by all these, the nations that I'm driving out before you have become unclean, and the land became unclean, so that I punished its iniquity, and the land vomited out its inhabitants. God says, here's, follow the formula. Hey, pagan nations did this, and I punished pagans for this stuff. So I don't want you doing it either. What does that mean? That means that this is not, even in the Old Testament, is not just a law for Israel. This is the kind of thing God judges all people for, whether they're under the law or not. Leviticus 18 in particular is a very strong case for, among other things, homosexuality actually being sinful behavior. I've never heard a good response to this. I've never heard a reasonable, thoughtful, like, wow, that really makes me challenge that. I've never heard a good response to this. I usually hear people just ignore it. God judges pagan nations for these things. When God's judging pagan nations, it tells you it's not just about the law. It's much bigger than that. It's much broader than that. The New Testament affirms it as well and reiterates multiple times the nature of one man, one woman, and anything else being sinful.